Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary school. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool.
Never seen him so fired up. And he's got something to say about January 6th next segment. But right now, I wanted to play this clip of Trump a few days ago saying, I'm going to be the 45th and 47th. Remember, 6 months ago, the media didn't pick it up. Roger, you know, met with Trump. He didn't want to get specific, but Trump had gone from wasn't going to run to them messing with him, going to run. And the Afghanistan thing was the final deal. And here was Trump confirming it, that he will be the 47th president. That has got to scare the hell out of the left. Here it is.
You're so lucky to be one up.
Lucky. We'll be lucky if we're up. We got it.
First on tee. 45th president of the United States.
45th and 47th.
Yes.
I love that.
Mr. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump National.
Beautiful.
What an easy game. I think it's pretty boring to be in the middle all the time.
So, Roger, looks like he's running for sure. That's got to scare the hell out of him.
This is why I love Donald Trump. I mean, that is just so cool. Not only the perfect quip, but also the perfect shot, right straight down the fairway. Because Trump is a winner. That's why they are scared to death of him. Meanwhile, let's be very clear. In Michigan, the Republican leaders are urging him to endorse the chief of police of Detroit for governor. The same guy who provided a police escort of the Detroit Police Department when they dropped off the 300,000 phony ballots at 3 a.m. at the voting counting center in Detroit. Why would he endorse a current Democrat who switched to suddenly say, oh, I'm a Republican for governor? Or let's look at Nevada, where party leaders are urging him to support the sheriff of Clark County, Joe Lombardo. This is the same guy who not only covered up the Las Vegas shooting crimes, but who says even today he's seen no evidence whatsoever of voter fraud in Nevada. Well, it's because he must be wearing a blindfold. It is outrageous to see these rhinos in every state trying to take back the country. Trying to take back the party. Meanwhile, anyone watching this broadcast who gives a penny to the Republican National Committee or to the National Republican Congressional Committee or the National Republican Senate Committee needs their head examined. This money is not going to go to save America. This party is not going to go towards winning elections against socialist Democrats. This money is going to go towards kicking the Trump people out of control of this party. This is Donald Trump's party at the grassroots. They are so petrified of the Trump movement that they've tried to frame you and I. Look at those blaring headlines. Roger Stone and Alex Jones now under investigation. This is an absurdity. Yes, I went and I answered their subpoena. Because by law, if you don't, they can charge you with all kinds of things because you refused. But I also invoked my Fifth Amendment right many, many, many times. Why? Not because I've done anything wrong. Not because I know something that I want to hide. But I have firsthand experience with the Democrats' ability to take things you say that are innocuous, immaterial or irrelevant, and twist them into a crime. And boy, they'd like to lock me up because they don't want me helping Donald Trump in the next election. They don't want me helping to get Jackson Lawmire in Oklahoma elected to the U.S. Senate. They don't want me helping Mike Crispy in New Jersey. I have selected a very handful of people who I believe to be true patriots. Martin Hyde in Sarasota. I mean, these guys are warriors. They're prepared to take the Democrats and the socialists on, and they don't want me out there on the battlefield. Had I been on the battlefield in 2020 instead of sweating out going to prison, the results might have been different.
That's right. Roger Stone's dead there. Let's talk some about January 6th. The General Flynn interview I did this morning is going to premiere in the fourth hour, coming up in 55 minutes. And he's really worried about a false flag built around January 6th. We'll come back and talk about that straight ahead with Roger Stone.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you ever wanted to live to see the multinational corporations try to take over America and the rest of the Western world, you've lived to see it. The biomedical tyranny, the open borders, the devaluation of the currency, the Bilderberg groups, the Davos group, getting hundreds of presidents and prime ministers elected that they brag on TV that they control? Unbelievable. We got big Russian news coming up, China news. There is so much. But Roger Stone and I are here talking about January 6th. He just joined us the last 40 minutes or so, drilling into Trump and some of the bad endorsements he's making and how dangerous that is, and how we can hopefully get Trump back on the straight and narrow just because it's the right thing to do and it's common sense. But if we look at January 6th, big USA Today article out today that's not as bad as the other ones, you know, saying that we're guilty criminals and need to go to jail and, you know, with no evidence, admitting that what the FBI said in August of last year, they investigated us all, that there was no plan from Trump through Roger Stone and Alex Jones to attack the Capitol. And they go on to say that they have now interrogated all the Oath Keepers and that the Oath Keepers told them, no, no one told us to do that. Well, of course I didn't tell them to go in there and blow our feet off. I don't shoot myself in the foot with a frickin' shotgun. We were trying to get a 10-day investigation by the Senate. We had the damn votes, probably. And the few morons that went in with some of the provocateurs that helped break through and the police stood down and 1,000 FBI in plain clothes, we now know, stood and watched. That's confirmed. That's the story here. And we've got Trump trying to get National Guard out there and being overridden. He could have then overrid that. He didn't. But Milley got on his ass and said, don't do it. So the truth is, they stood down, a million people came to D.C., a few hundred broke through the police, a few thousand then walked in peacefully, and I agree with what some of these Democrats have been saying. Former Clinton advisor, Biden should pardon nonviolent January 6th defendants, fulfill unity promise. If somebody, you know, beat a cop over the head with a riot shield, give them 5 years in jail. Okay, but you can't have Democrats burning down cities, firebombing buildings, burning down courthouses, shooting people, and then having the vice presidential candidate bail them out, and then try to say it's all a big conspiracy. There is no connection between Trump and any of us and what happened. It was a disaster. It hurt us. It didn't help us. We did not have the motive to try to get a few hundred people to beat up cops and enter the Capitol. It is fraud. But the media keeps hammering at Roger and saying that they want us arrested. This shows what authoritarians these criminals are. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, if they were to investigate, then they should be investigating the death of Roseanne Boyland. This is one of the most horrific things that I've ever seen. I've watched the video. Being bludgeoned with nightsticks, being sprayed in the face with mace. This is an unarmed woman who's peacefully protesting. She's not inside the Capitol. She was literally trampled to death after being savagely beaten by Capitol Hill police officers. And then there's Ashley Babbitt, unarmed, killed in cold blood. Who was she menacing? And they make a hero out of the cop that shot her.
And we now know from the full footage that hadn't been released till now, it came out in court, that she was freaking out because she'd been a police officer in the military, telling everybody to stop and demanding the police stop the crowd. Now we know it was the opposite. She wasn't even trying to jump through the window.
Not only that, but I guess that you just put your finger on it, which is we've been accused of a lot of things, but stupidity is not one of them. What happened January 6th was counterproductive to our legitimate political goals. The real problem here is they want to criminalize constitutionally protected political activity such as free speech, such as the right to peacefully assemble, such as the right to petition your government to redress your grievances. They want to make these things crimes. Oh, you're guilty of speaking your mind. Yeah, I gave a speech on the 5th of January. And I put it up on YouTube, and guess what? It's gone. They've taken it down. Why? Because it was, as Donald Trump would say, a perfect speech. That's why. I didn't advocate lawlessness. I didn't advocate anarchy. I didn't advocate that anyone hurt anyone at the Capitol or anyone else. I did talk about my apocalyptic view of the struggle this country faces, and I did say it is a struggle between good and evil, between dark and light, between those, the godly and the godless. By the way, it is anti-Christian bigotry to say, oh, well, that means you're for violence. No, that means I believe in Jesus Christ. That's what it means. And I have a right to say that, but they want to snuff out your right to say that. That's why I'm spending all my money, all my time raising money to pay lawyers. I'm so sick of paying lawyers. I'd like to go back to having a normal life, but that's not going to happen. So, folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. And after you do that, go to the InfoWars store and buy a product. People don't understand the importance of InfoWars as a beacon of freedom and truth over the last 5 years. They don't understand it. The truth is, and you can read this in my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. If it were not for InfoWars and us getting the Trump message out, Donald Trump wouldn't have been nominated. There was no stronger advocate for Donald Trump's America First agenda than Alex Jones. And he has suffered for it. He has been punished for it. He has been vilified for it. He has been sued relentlessly, as have I. Why do they want to lock us up? Why do they want to lock Stone and Jones up? Because we are threats to them. Because the truth is always threatening to them. No one is as hated as the truth teller. I believe that's what Plato said. And it is absolutely right. So, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. Make a contribution. Go to the InfoWars store right now and buy one of the great products. And if you're not in the mood for a product, you can make a donation. There's a donation button. I'm sick of being called a grifter. I lost my home, my insurance, my car, my ability to make a living because I was gagged for 18 months. I put it all on the line, just like the founding fathers. I was subjected to the most relentless pressure you can imagine to turn my back on Donald Trump. Get yourself off the hook, kid. Turn on the president. Lie. Betray him, and maybe we'll go easy on you. And I said no. And I put my fate in the hands of Jesus Christ. And I fell on my knees, and I prayed. And that's why I'm here today. And no, for those who say, Stone, you should retire. You should withdraw from the battlefield. You should give up. That's not happening. I love America, and I'm in the fight. It doesn't mean I'm going to go out and break the law. I'm not an idiot. But that's why they fear us. I'm not going to give up, Alex. No.
Wow, Roger, I have never seen you this fired up. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I had a little bout of the Chinese biovirus that they put on me. And thanks to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, I'm 100% back to full health. Now, we'll probably get banned just because I said that. Those drugs work, folks.
By the way, another big peer-reviewed study confirmed it. These murderers blocked it. Again, this is just a criminal establishment completely out of its mind. In closing, Roger, it's beyond a political realignment worldwide against globalism, Hollywood, the New World Order. Everybody hates it. Statistics show it. 70%+ of Americans, including black Americans at the highest level, see the media as the enemy, the mainstream media. They love independent media. The system's been defeated. It just wants to start a civil war to smokescreen that. We've got to not be violent and not let them do that. And I'm really worried in Ottawa with all those truckers that They're going to try to provocateur something there. So peace is so incredibly key. But Roger, just in a 1 minute closing comment, how would you describe the political class right now? I mean, they're on the ropes. They're like zombies. I mean, don't they get how hated they are? And no amount of martial law, no amount of censorship, no amount of bullying will ever put their New World Order back together again.
That's why they have put so much stock in deplatforming and censoring us. They are petrified of Donald Trump. They really are afraid that he's going to come back. That's why they want to disqualify him now by falsely claiming that he's responsible for the actions of January 6th. They're still bruised from the beating he gave them in two prior elections. And he lives in their head rent-free. I'm not giving up on Donald Trump, and I'm not turning my back on him just because I disagree with him on vaccinations. He's still the greatest president in my lifetime, and I'm still ready to fight for America. But the fight now is for the soul of the Republican Party. Are you with the Stones and the Loomers and the Lawmeyers and the Patriots like General Flynn, or are you with the Rhinos? Do you want to go back to the way it was before?
Wow, that Roger, is amazing. Woo! Powerful, Roger. Got to come back again sooner. Thank you so much.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There are a lot of different ways to fight back peacefully and with civil disobedience against this biomedical tyrannical takeover that's taking place across the world, not just here in the U.S. Their peaceful fight against this takeover in Canada and places like Australia, places like Germany and Austria and the U.K. is our fight as well. It is Klaus Schwab. It is the corporations taking over our bodies. And now, from multiple highways, upwards of a million truckers are beginning to descend on Ottawa. And the corporate press is completely silent and giving it almost no coverage. And Trudeau, the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group alumni of Klaus Schwab, is hiding in his house, literally. Well, there's other ways to fight. And Brian Festa has been recommended to me by a lot of people, and I've seen him on national television, but a lot of people I know in the legal department say he's one of the most effective at fighting these illegal mandates. And we've seen some Supreme Court rulings. We've seen OSHA pull back, but you know they're going to try to bring it back. And so he's involved in a lot of the lawsuits against big companies that are trying to still, despite the government mandate being pulled back, trying to force these experimental Nuremberg-violating systems on us. So WeThePatriotsUSA.org, WeThePatriotsUSA.org. He's a civil rights attorney along with business partner Dale Don Joy, founded We the Patriots, and I'm not going to go over his whole background, but they're great folks, and they are exposing what's happening. Brian is the father of a vaccine-injured child who became involved in medical freedom activism and legal work several years ago after his son was seriously injured by the flu shot. Yeah, half my family's been almost killed by these things. Don is a Navy veteran, former Pfizer executive-level employee with a personal vaccine injury story of her own. Don was almost two decades of experience in the fight for medical freedom. And I'm not going to go over all the rest of what they're doing, but they're very, very active, and he comes highly recommended. So, Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Whether you probably need to give people the 35,000-foot view because you really have got a bird's-eye view of what's going on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Alex. It's absolutely insane what's going on. You know what's going on. I know what's going on. The rest of the world, much of the world has woken up to what's going on, and that's what we do at We the Patriots USA. We fight, and we also educate, because, as you know, spreading truth is the most important weapon that we have.
Where to start? I could ask you a million questions. You're suing a bunch of big companies. You've already had some big successes. How about giving us the overview of where the U.S. is right now with this biomedical takeover?
Well, the United States, obviously, in the world, is in a very, very dangerous place. We are on the precipice of a turning point in human civilization. This isn't just about the United States. This isn't just about a handful of people in the Biden administration. I mean, he's nothing more than a puppet, as you know, a shadow puppet, I like to call him, for what's really going on at the globalist elite level. And this was all part of a plan. I mean, they instituted this very purposefully, starting with fear to break everybody down, get most people to comply and take these shots. And then the remaining that wouldn't, put them out of work, destroy their livelihoods, so that we couldn't pull together and fight back. But we're saying we're going to prove them wrong about that, okay? Because we do still have good people. I have people contacting me who have lost their jobs recently, completely out of work, don't know where to turn, but they say, I'm still going to throw you $10 because we're not going to let these SOBs take us down. We're going to fight back. And so we are creating at We the Patriots USA a litigation machine to take down this tyranny, because that is our strategy. You asked what is sort of the 35,000-foot view. Our strategy is to file as many of these lawsuits in as many places in this country, as many circuit courts of this country, dozens and dozens of lawsuits, because otherwise all you're doing, Alex, is you're playing whack-a-mole. You got one here. You got one there. Meanwhile, they're coming at you with untold trillions of dollars. Right. They've got we're talking about the Gates of the world, the Soroses of the world, the federal government, the state governments, the pharmaceutical industry, big tech. They're all in on this together, as you know, and they've got untold trillions of dollars. But we can pull together patriots, brave men and women listening to this. And yes, I did say men and women because that's all we have. Right. And I'm not we're not PC here. We the Patriots, but we are fighting back everywhere, you know, across the United States, coast to coast and beyond. I have people calling me from Alaska.
Well, that's what I'm told by a bunch of lawyers I know and other people. They just say you guys are on fire.
Yeah, I mean, we've been already one of our cases, the New York healthcare workers case, because the state of New York, Kathy Hochul, decided that healthcare workers don't have the right to request a religious exemption. We've already been to the Supreme Court on that case. We didn't get the emergency injunction in place, but we do have that case ongoing through the system, and we do believe that we'll be back at the Supreme Court very quickly.
Well, I just heard this week, if I'm wrong, that right now it is being blocked, though, by another suit, right?
Yeah, well, there's several suits. This is what happens when they push this tyranny and they throw us all together. There's several going on at once. But temporarily, there has been a block, but we are going to keep fighting so that we get this before the United States Supreme Court. And there's a precedent on the books that says this can never happen again in any state, that a state government, in violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, can say you are not allowed to have a religious exemption. We also have a couple of huge lawsuits, one against the largest brick and mortar retailer in the United States and the world, Walmart. Bill Salyer denied ivermectin. Okay, went to his pharmacy after he had a prescription from his doctor, Dr. Molly James. You may know her. Mm-hmm. Fantastic doctor. Gave him a prescription for ivermectin. He was critically ill. He and his wife, the pharmacist hung up on his doctor, said, I'm not filling that prescription. We filed a federal lawsuit against Walmart in Minnesota about 2 weeks ago. We have another one pending against CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in the United States. So this is what we do. We strategically file these lawsuits against the biggest fish out there, because if we can take them down, if we can win those lawsuits, that will trickle down to everyone else. That's our strategy. We, the PatriotsUSA.org, the biggest need, like I said, is donations. And we just need people to pull together. I know times are tough. But, you know, check us out. Check out our website. We have a lot of great resources there, too, for people that want to fight back.
Absolutely. It takes money to fight a war. And that's why I have so many of the real activist groups that the enemy is attacking that are having victories on the show, because you have little people and the middle class and even wealthy folks who love to hold on to their money. If they don't start spending, and it's going to be worthless anyways with all this inflation. Our bodies are our most important asset. They are our castle. And this assault under all law, common law, international law, U.S. law, federal, state, it's just outrageous. It really is medical rape.
Absolutely. There's no better term for it. That's absolutely what's that's not hyperbole. People accuse you of hyperbole, but guess what? What's going on in this country right now is not hyperbole. It is the destruction of the human race. All right. They are trying to take us down. It's a depopulation agenda. We know that as well as you know that, Alex, and we intend to stop it, do everything that we can with God at our backs. We want to tell you, too, if you want more education about this, because that is another part of our mission is education. Check out our podcast, Faithful Freedom, with Taryn Gregson. She's a PGA Tour reporter that we are defending. She was fired for defying the mandate. She's awesome. And also check out our Telegram channel, We the Patriots USA, as well, because we have a ton of great information.
That's right. And find it all at WeThePatriotsUSA.org. I love you, Brian. And I love what you're doing. Let's come back and talk about what the Supreme Court already said, what you expect the dark side to pull now, and so much more as our brothers and sisters are up there peacefully occupying Ottawa right now, the capital of Canada. We salute them. And tomorrow, I'm doing a special live broadcast, 2 p.m. Central.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential nutrient. Multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we had a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire. Everybody knows hell I'm bad news. Everywhere I go. Leaving them girls that hate to see me go.
You know, I tell you, I'm sitting here trying to write a headline during the break for this General Flynn interview that we're going to premiere next hour. And I just can't even come up with something hardcore enough. General Flynn issues emergency warning of nuclear war, imminent, deep state, false flags. Breaking. General Flynn warns of nuclear war, deep state staging false flag to implement martial law. General Flynn warns deep state planning false flag to institute martial law, nuclear war with Russia. I mean, And the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former chief advisor to Trump, this is real. This is the guy that convinced Obama to have the pivot to deal with China. It's not like he just fell off a turnip truck yesterday. And that's what's going on. They're betting their whole thing on, we're scared of a virus, we'll take a world ID, we'll let them put things in our body, they'll be able to cover up if we get sick, they'll wait 75 years until they tell us what's in the damn shots or what happened when they gave them to people. You can't make this up. It's on a Monty Python episode. Brian Fiesta is a very well-known lawyer that heads up WeThePatriotsUSA.org. It's fighting hard to file lawsuits against Walmart and all the rest of these people trying to do forced inoculations. And, Brian, let me ask you that question. What do you make of how guilty it is? At first, they asked a federal court for 55 years. Now the court says, no, start releasing it. So Pfizer joins the suit and says, 75 years. I mean, what does that tell the public? We don't want you to know what we did to you for 75 years. This is incredible.
Exactly. And if people can't see it by now, Alex, I don't know what to tell them. All right. Because it is crystal clear. It's not even there's a phrase there, hiding in plain sight, right? It's not even hiding anymore. All right. It's all out there. Obviously, they are trying to stop the public from knowing the truth. They don't want the people knowing what they're doing. That fact alone should be enough automatically for them, the plaintiffs, to win the case.
Unbelievable. Please continue.
So what we're doing, and just to sort of expand, you mentioned, you know, the Supreme Court case, the OSHA mandate. That was a great victory, but it was not a perfect day, right? We had a great decision for the OSHA mandate, and we had a bad decision the same day from the same court for the CMS mandate for healthcare workers. All right. And people are scratching their head and say, how can they rule with us on one way and rule against us the other way? Well, because they're still buying the lie that this is such a deadly virus. Okay.
And wasn't Sotomayor a great window into how ignorant? She says there's a million people in the hospital, 4,000 kids dying every day or whatever. None of it was even true. Just totally made up.
100,000 kids, she said, are on ventilators from the Omicron
that
variant.
Was it, yeah.
All right. Absolutely ridiculous. And this is what's scary, folks. When we have a Supreme Court justice, now luckily she wasn't in the majority, but still, when we have a Supreme Court justice that states that as fact, these are really, really scary times. All right. So what we need to do absolutely is pull together, file as many of these lawsuits as possible, because listen, I know people have lost faith in the justice system. I haven't. If I had, I'd leave the profession. Okay. There are still good constitutionalists, liberty-minded judges and justices that will uphold the rule of law. I still believe that. If at any day I come to a contrary conclusion, I'll turn in my law.
Well,
license,
we saw an example of that with the Kyle Rittenhouse case. That judge was very fair.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, this is what we need. We need to have more judges like him who actually look at the evidence. Okay, who aren't swayed by public opinion and by the media, because they're not even supposed to be watching that stuff.
Well, that's what's going to happen to me in Sandy Hook. The judges go, give us your marketing on Sandy Hook. And we go, it doesn't exist. Boom, defaulted. We know you have it. I don't have marketing about what I say on air. I mean, but again, they project onto you what they want. So, but I've also seen courts do great jobs in cases I've had. So you're right. It's a mix, but more and more, it does seem like Democrat judges are just doing whatever they want.
Well, I mean, this is why it's a numbers game, Alex. This is why I'm saying we need as many of these lawsuits as possible. Each one of these lawsuits, by the way, folks, can be $50,000 to $100,000, sometimes more, as you well know. And that's a pretty good discount. You know, we have great lawyers we work with. One of them, the interest of full transparency, is your counsel, Norm Pattis, Pattis & Smith Law Firm in New Haven, Connecticut. Absolutely phenomenal. They do a lot of work for us. But these lawsuits add up very, very quickly. And this is why, because we have, unfortunately, some very bad decisions also coming out from the federal judiciary, we need as many of these suits filed as possible.
Well, so bottom line, there's a total war going on to usurp 1,000 years of common law that goes back to Magna Carta. 1,000 years of people fighting and dying and bleeding for the freedoms that we have, that have been enshrined. They weren't given to us by those people, but they fought and died to point them out to us, and now we're just giving them up. We're just crapping down the toilet all of this hard-fought freedom.
Exactly, and this is why we need to respect and honor our veterans as well. And that's why we're standing up for Bill Salyer, the U.S. Marine who was denied ivermectin. My business partner, Don Jolly, an amazing woman who is a Navy veteran. So we are a veteran-owned business, and who put herself on the line for her country as well. We need to stand up for all of our ancestors who fought so valiantly to preserve our constitutional rights, our God-given, inalienable rights that are preserved for us in the Constitution. We need to honor their names, okay? Honor their legacies, because right now, if we give into this, this is it. I mean, you thought Nazi Germany was bad. This is going to make that look like a child's play. And I know I'm going to take heat for that, but I don't really care. All right, because it's the truth.
Oh, this is worldwide. This is basically Nazi ideology through the medical system worldwide, run by behavioral psychologists. Look at these convoys that have taken over. That's last night. Reportedly, it's even more insane today.
Beautiful. Yes. I mean, these are brave patriots that we connect with. These are the type of people we connect with. We have actually heard from some people in Canada, although we only operate in the United States. But this is Ottawa. This is awesome. Beautiful. This is what we need to happen in the United States as well. Joe Biden doesn't want them coming down through the border, but he's fine.
Well, if we tried to do this in D.C., they would just hire 50 thugs at the front to throw Molotov cocktails at the police. They would then blame all the truckers. But that's why we got to keep exercising our free speech, even if they try to set us up. We got to be peaceful, though.
Absolutely. We do not advocate for violence. I mean, a convoy of truckers is not violent. Standing out, like you see those brave men and women right there, those patriots with their flags, that's not violent. Filing lawsuits is not violent. There's a lot of ways we can fight back without resorting to violence. And that's what we advocate for, is peaceful resistance and effective resistance. I'm not going to file a lawsuit, Alex, just to get a flashy headline. I could do that, and I'd probably get a lot of donors. But I only file lawsuits if I think I have a real chance of winning them. All right? Because that's the name of the game.
And we notice it is the legal victories we've had so far that have been holding back, because the Democrats, as you know, in a bunch of states have introduced legislation to come to your house and take you away if you're uninoculated and haven't taken the shot and take your children. So they're really trying to start a war, I think.
Yeah, that's where this is headed. And, obviously we're trying to prevent that, because we know in America, where we do have something called the Second Amendment, if they start banging down doors and forcing shots into people's arms, it's not going to be pretty. All right. This isn't Australia. This isn't New Zealand. If they start doing that here, it's going to be really, really ugly.
Which, again, I want to explain to the feds. I think they're smart enough to get this. The globalists want to start a civil war here to destroy the country and devalue it. And then they're going to come in with the IMF and World Bank like we're a third world country. We've got to stop this. That means the feds and the bureaucracy have to back off and stop doing illegal stuff, and as citizens, we've got to have a cool hand as well and realize Klaus Schwab's the enemy. Bill Gates is the enemy. We're not each other's enemies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're all children of God. We're all Americans. We all need to stand together and fight back peacefully, as you said. And I believe that we're going to win. I still believe that, because we have God on our side. And when God is for you, who can be against
you? That's right. Stay there, Brian. Folks, it's now time for everybody that's a new listener. Whether you work in private government or private systems, or you're retired, or you're whatever, you got to choose a side. This is open worldwide evil, open global government, world cashless society.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Through that hour, we will post the full unedited, again, interview on band.video, and it's just really important to stop this war with Russia. It's really important for a lot of reasons everybody share it, but especially where he gets into clearly the globalists are laying the ground for false flags, a new January 6th to try to go after the American people. It's all over the news. But he talks about that and so much more, and then he talks about what his long game is, because the media says he's a terrorist planning all these overthrows of the government and all this, totally made up. And he says, oh, his long game is his grandchildren. Powerful interview coming up next hour in the War Room, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today. And then tomorrow, I'm getting my hair cut. I've been so busy, I'm almost a hippie over here. I almost got like a, almost got a mullet going here. I haven't had hair this long in 30 years. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow at noon, but I'll be up here by 1. And then at 2 o'clock Central, we'll do it 2 o'clock Central, we're going to go live for 2 hours, commercial-free, and take calls from Canadians at the giant demonstration in Canada and really focus on that, because the corporate media, they put a fence up around the parliament. They're showing a shot of it and saying, look, no one's there on the news. Look, no one's there. That's their deception. That's all they've got is their lies and their fraud. But they forget the million people or so that are now starting to show up, should be over a million total. Well, the globalists can't stop them from videoing and getting it out. And even if every person that puts it on Twitter or Instagram or wherever and only gets 100 views apiece, that's tens of millions of people that will see the truth. But a lot of folks are putting it on Getter and on all the other platforms like the great folks over at Gab and the people over at Rumble. Amazing site. And that's exploding, and that's so exciting. And people like Senator Paul are moving away from YouTube, where they're censored for telling the truth, and they're going to places like Rumble and promoting it, and more going to places like Man.Video, which we didn't have a business model for Man.Video. We put it up. You know, the average video gets tens of thousands of views. We don't even run ads on other people's videos. We're probably going to have to change the contract and actually run one up front to pay for the bandwidth, because now it's getting so popular, the bandwidth bills are just insane. And that's great. We want people that have been banned and knocked off to have a channel. It's just that we're victims of our own success. I want to thank folks for that support. And that's why Brian Festa is here on the air saying, hey, you want to sue, you want to stop these employers, you want to fight back, you don't want to lay down, go donate with their organization that I know for a fact is taking action with real lawyers, with real lawsuits, with real results. We the Patriots, USA.org. Now, Brian, other points about where this is going. It's run by the UN, it's run by the Davos Group, it's run by big corporate systems, it's a takeover. I know you're targeting things over individual rights and things. What about the data sharing? What about the surveillance? What about big tech being involved in all this? What about the racketeering? What about the monopoly capitalistic vulture capital combines? I mean, and that's probably above your pay grade, my pay grade, but you know, we really need some antitrust lawyers to get involved. We really need Congress to take action. Look what Congress has put up with, the censorship, the surveillance, the lies of Fauci. I mean, this has just been insane.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. And I'm glad you mentioned we need antitrust lawyers. We need more civil rights lawyers, more constitutional lawyers. We absolutely need to get them involved. So please, if you are an attorney, and if you are a doctor, we need more of them in our network as well. Please reach out to us, because we're building our network every day of more and more attorneys across the United States. Yeah, I mean, big tech is a huge part of this. I've always said, because as you mentioned in the open of this segment, my son was very seriously vaccine injured by a flu shot years ago, and he's 10 years old now, but still has lifelong disabilities. And I blame big tech almost more than I blame the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason I say that is because they've prevented the truth about vaccines from getting out there. They own the media. The smartest thing that big tech ever did, the smartest thing that the pharmaceutical industry ever did was buy up advertising the media. They own 70% of the advertising on network news and cable news. Okay. And big tech, same thing. They, by censoring all of us and kicking us off all of the platforms, because social media is where information is shared now, by kicking all of the big names off there, you've been booted, we've been booted, my business partner, she's off, she's not on any platform anymore except Telegram. It's just insane, and they've stopped the truth from getting out. Because think about it, if most of the country knew what you and I know, if we could just freely go on NBC Nightly News, or if we could go to any mainstream media outlet, or if we could go on to Facebook and Twitter and nothing was censored and instantly we got millions of likes and millions of shares, how quickly would this end? And organizations like mine would be funded overnight, and they know that. So big tech is the biggest culprit, in my opinion.
Totally true and beautifully said. And that's why they're now moving to debanking. They're now moving to denying people through databases, Uber, or hotels or any of this. They literally want to unperson us with the global social credit score. And this is a very vicious, big global corporate move to take over our bodies, surveil us, and get away with it. So all the tech surveillance and all the home assistants that watch you and spy on you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the opening salvo of this very cold-blooded takeover. And I remember all those hearings 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I was there 3 years ago when Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, was in the committee hearing while they were attacking me by name, and I didn't get to speak. I'm at the back of the room with Roger Stone, and they were asking, so is it true you track people's location in live time? I mean, that's a question a 10-year-old should know. And Sundar goes, no, we don't do that. And lies to Congress Okay? So they have no respect for Congress. And I'm not trying to be mean to judges, but I've been in these courtrooms. These judges, a lot of them probably can't even use a calculator or don't know how to balance their checkbook. And I'm not even a techie guy, but I know about the systems and what things do, not the code, but how they work. And it's just frightening that some of these 60, 70, 80-year-old judges literally are like Rip Van Winkle that woke up under a tree 100 years later, and they are just being bamboozled by big tech and have no idea what's going on. But you're right. The wedding of big tech with big pharma is the only reason they've gotten away with these incredible horrors and the ability to gaslight everybody.
Yeah. And you know, truth has a way of bubbling to the surface. That's a line from an amazing book by a friend of mine, J.B. Hanley, How to End the Autism Epidemic. If you haven't read it, check it out. But he said that, and it always stuck with me because it's true. Sooner or later, the truth is going to come out. Okay. We are absolutely going to win this. It's a matter of how soon. And unfortunately, that does come down to money because they have unlimited resources. This is a David and Goliath battle we've got in our hands. But guess what, Alex? We know who won that battle.
That's right. Well, I'm impressed, Brian. Give us updates as lawsuits unfold and things go forward. The last few minutes we have left of this hour before the General Flynn interview, other key points you'd like to impart to folks?
Well, again, I just want to stress that this is a collective effort, okay? We are networking. We've partnered with amazing organizations throughout the United States, such as Stand for Health Freedom. My friend Leah Wilson runs that. We've got my friend Simone Gold, who runs America's Frontline Doctors, who's also a partner of ours. Just some amazing organizations. We need to come together because no one person, no one organization is going to do it. I am incredibly grateful that you've given me some airtime here and a platform to share my message and let people know about our organization. We are going to win this. Like I said, as long as we trust in God first and foremost, everything will go according to his plan. And, you know, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing by the courts. Yes, we get a lot of setbacks, and the media likes to play that up, right? They hype that up. Every time there's a defeat on our side, it seems like that's all that's happened because it's all over the news. But these ivermectin cases in particular, I'm really excited about. We also have it's totally unrelated to medical freedom, but critical race theory in schools. We're taking that on as well. Guilford Public School District parents were, they are alleging in the complaint that we're about to file, seriously harassed to the point where the lead plaintiff, Danielle, her seventh grade son was sexually assaulted in school, as part of this harassment campaign.
Wow.
By other students because they spoke out of a critical race theory. I mean, this is really, really bad.
Oh, yeah, causing racial attacks on white people, and it's totally evil, the opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. taught and the opposite of what Christ taught and the opposite of – and I love that the left tries to deny critical race theory, but then all the manuals and the videos come out. It is the most vile, racist, divide-and-conquer crap ever, and the people that brought this into the schools and devised this, I think should face criminal charges because this is organized racketeering, criminal, race-based conspiracy.
Absolutely. It is. We talk about crimes against humanity. Well, that's one of them, too.
Hold on. I got the Michael Flynn interview coming up, but that's at 6 after. Do 5 more minutes, Brian Festa. I want to hear about your work on the critical race theory, because also you're doing a great job there. We're going to come back. Hour number 4 straight ahead. General Flynn interview is only 6 minutes away. Tell everybody you know. Tune in. This is going to be history-making stuff. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.